The storm that's been brewing on Capitol Hill over immigration intensified this week, with President Obama announcing that he may use his executive powers to overhaul the U.S. immigration system and that he plans to do so before the end of the year. This is what he said yesterday during a press conference in Myanmar.
I indicated to Speaker Boehner several months ago that if, in fact, Congress failed to act, I would use all the lawful authority that I possess to try to make the system work better. And that's going to happen. That's going to happen before the end of the year. So they have the ability to fix the system. What they don't have the ability to do is to expect me to stand by with a broken system in perpetuity.
With me now is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter at USA Today. Alan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We heard President Obama there expressing frustration at Congress, accusing it of dragging its heels over immigration. What do we know about how serious the intent is of President Obama to use executive action at this point?
Oh, it's very serious. I mean, I think at this point what we're talking about is when he's going to announce it, not if. That's a big change from what we've seen over the course of the past year. He's talked about doing this for quite a while now. At first, he wanted to give Congress enough time to go ahead and try to pass some version of an immigration bill. He said he was going to do this by the end of the summer, but then things got a little complicated. Some senators who were facing tough re-election battles, some Democratic senators, were pressing the White House to hold off. They thought it was going to do them more harm than good. And so this is finally, we've been waiting for this for a while, but it looks like it's finally going to happen.
Well, why now? Is he just trying to get it in before the end of the year?
Well, I think it's more a function that it's if he held out any longer at this point, I think immigration advocacy groups would just go crazy and wouldn't leave him alone. He's been kind of dragging his feet on this for a while. He's already delayed a self-imposed deadline from the summer, and I think at this point he's just saying, look, the Republicans are trying to get him to hold off and say, hey, no, we're going to try to do some things. We're going to try to pass some immigration legislation, and I think he's just kind of saying, enough is enough. I've waited long enough. I need to get this done. And he's made very clear that if Congress does get together and pass some sort of immigration bill, that he would be happy to sign it and that would supersede this executive order. But for now, I think he just feels that he has to get this done now.
Now, what is the timing on this? He's traveling at the moment. When could we expect an announcement on this at the earliest?
The earliest would be sometime next week. He's traveling. He doesn't get back till Sunday. And what they did in the last couple of days is there have been a couple of, you know, well-placed leaks about the basics of what this would look like, the sort of traditional D.C. trial balloon where they kind of float something out there to gauge a reaction. And they've gotten plenty of reaction to it in these last couple of days. So you have to assume they'll get back. They're going to take some time to tinker with things to gauge what the reaction was like, to see how far they can go in either direction. So next week, late next week is a possibility. And then, you know, anytime after that. He's going to do this before the end of this calendar year. So, you know, obviously doesn't have too much time left, but we could definitely see something next week.
So we've got this trial balloon, some unconfirmed details about what are likely to be in the plan. What do we know about what could be in the plan so far?
So far, so basically, there's a lot of different components to what they're considering, changes to border security, changes to the legal immigration system, but really the big thing we're talking about is this plan to prevent any deportations against a certain portion of the undocumented immigrant population. Currently, there's about 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. About 600,000 of those have already been protected under a previous order that he instituted a couple of years ago. These are mostly young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children. And so what he's considering is expanding that pool of that sort of protected class of undocumented immigrants to anywhere up to 5 million. That's what we heard this week. That's, I think, what they were throwing out there. But I can tell you there's immediately after those details came out, a lot of the immigration groups came out saying, well, why 5 million? Why not 6? Why not 7? Why not 8? Why not 9? There's always going to be a component that they want him to stop all deportations, but I don't think that's realistic. So it's right now he's looking at about 3, 4, 5, and obviously he's getting pressed right now to increase that number a little bit more.
Well, let's talk about that question. So as long as the president is doing something that's pretty controversial with Congress right now, bypassing Republicans and you're doing something that's bound to inflame them, why would he be conservative?
And that's a great question. I think as somebody put it to me yesterday, you know, the Republicans in Congress are going to get angry if he legalizes 100 undocumented immigrants. So why not do 9 million? And so that's definitely what they're pushing for. I think what he's trying to do is strike some kind of balance between doing whatever he does, if it's 1 million, if it's 2 million, that's already going to be an unprecedented historic move by a president to protect that many undocumented immigrants by himself. So it's the kind of thing where he's already taken this leap, and so why not go further? And I think the thought process is, if they just go all the way, if they go 9-10 million people, then that will make it absolutely impossible to do anything with Congress. I think this is sort of them trying to find a middle ground where, yeah, they're going to get a lot of flack from Republicans, but it's not so far that it's going to completely shut down the possibility of a legislative solution down the road.
Are the Republicans a unified bloc on this, or are there Republicans among Congress who would perhaps agree with this or at least be concerned about the Hispanic vote?
I think there is some disagreement as to how to react to this, but no, it's really hard to find a Republican right now that does not, that thinks Obama doing this is a good idea. Going all the way from the, you know, obviously the more conservative Tea Party Republicans out there are talking about impeachment. Some more moderate are talking about trying to figure out a way to stop this through the budgetary process and try to defund any of these moves that he tries to make. But even if you go all the way to the more moderate Republicans out there, I'll give you the example of Representative Mario Diaz-Balart. He's a Republican from Florida who's been one of the strongest proponents of an immigration solution that includes a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. He's been trying to draft a bill with a bipartisan group of members of the House over these last couple of years to try to find that solution. And even he, as he put it, was this would be the equivalent of throwing a hand grenade into the middle of Congress. So, I think there's a very unified front from the Republicans against this kind of move. The only difference among them is how to combat it.
There have been key Republicans who have been very critical of President Obama's use of executive actions over the past several years. What could the Republicans do to halt or blunt an executive order like this?
Well, I think and I kind of just touched on them a second ago. I mean, the most extreme, obviously, is the idea of an impeachment. But, you know, once you realize that you need 2/3 of the Senate to vote on that, that obviously becomes a quick impossibility. The only realistic option that I think they have. Oh, and I'm sorry. There's also been talk. Speaker Boehner has talked quite a bit over the last few months about bringing a lawsuit against the president for some of these executive actions, for this kind of thing, for including another order that the president did allowing the EPA to regulate carbon emissions from power plants. So they're working on that lawsuit strategy. But I think the most likely that you could see and the most practical is the idea of using the upcoming budget fights and the upcoming budget process to try to defund what he's trying to do. Understand, it's not he doesn't just say, hey, you 10 million people are illegal. There's a very complicated process that goes on. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is the organization that is responsible for accepting the applications, reading through them, figuring out who really does qualify. There's money for border security. There's a lot of components that require funding. And so with, you know, the federal government right now is only funded through December 11th, and so there's going to have to be some budgets passed in these next few weeks. So there's a lot of talk about using that budget and trying to figure out a way to ensure that he does not get the money he needs for these programs through that budget process. The big risk, of course, is if they send him a budget like that, he vetoes it, and all of a sudden we start talking about shutdowns and things like that. And so I think they're a little worried about that, but I think that's the only realistic option they have right now.
A lot of immigration groups, as you say, looking at what we know so far about what could be in the plan, Republicans looking at it, Democrats. What is your best guess about what kind of action we may see by the end of next week?
I mean, it's really tough to tell. I mean, these guys, if I've learned anything about this White House when it comes to immigration, is that it's impossible to read what's going on the outside from them. We can definitely assume that they're going to do something at this point. I think I've been hesitant to say that in the past because they've always kind of wobbled a little bit, but I think they're going to do something. I think it's going to include some improvements to border security. It's going to include some changes to the legal immigration system to allow businesses to bring in more workers with high-tech skills into the country. I think there's going to be those different kind of components. There's going to be some changes to how local law enforcement is allowed to help enforce immigration law. That's something that's been bothering the White House over the years. And then on this question of what population of undocumented, how many of them come, that's where we're all just kind of sitting here waiting to see. As we said, the sort of leaks that we've seen over the last couple of days indicate a population of about 3, 4, 5 million people that would target specifically undocumented immigrants who have children who are U.S. citizens. But just today, Vice President Biden was speaking at the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, and he said something that they were going to focus on undocumented immigrants who have been living in the shadows for the longest. And that might indicate that they're looking at not just whose kid, which undocumented immigrant has a U.S. citizen child, but somebody who's, say, been here 20, 30 years, has no children, but has been here for a very long time, and that would significantly increase the pool of undocumented immigrants that could qualify for this program. So I think that's the biggest thing that we're just waiting to see.
Alan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Monica, thank you so much.
That was Alan Gomez, immigration reporter at USA Today.